Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
I mean, I really hate Sunday.
George, don't talk that way. This is the Lord's Day.
The Lord didn't like Sunday neither.
He what?
That's right. All week long, he was having fun creating heaven and earth and making plagues and floods, but Sundays didn't have nothing to do. The Lord was bored. Same as me.
Well, at least he's got good sense enough to take a day off.
Well, he can afford to. They fill in collection plates for him all over the world. His stores are open, mine are closed.
Oh, relax, George. Try sitting down and reading the funnies. Huh. Andy Camp is beating up on his wife again. That usually makes you feel good.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if I knock that back wall out in the Brooklyn store, I could put in an extra cleaning machine.
Can't you take your mind off your business for 1 minute?
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. I've brought you my new nephew.
Oh, how nice, Mr. Bentley. Where is he?
He's in England.
But you just said...
Snaps, Mrs. J. Snaps. Hello, Mr. Jefferson. Beautiful day, isn't it?
It's miserable.
Well, it's lucky I brought these pictures. They'll put a smile on your face. Or maybe not.
Lazy, this is the last Sunday I get out of bed.
Now, this is my brother's new baby. Well, of course he's new. An old baby would be bizarre.
But where is he?
Oh, he's in the baby buggy. All the Bentleys are notoriously shy.
Not shy enough.
What a beautiful garden your brother has.
Yes, my sister-in-law's got the old green thumb, all right. She grows the finest hollyhocks in Sussex. Mm.
Your brother sure does have a long, tall, skinny woman.
Oh, no, that's a hollyhock. This is my sister-in-law.
He should have married a hollyhock.
Your brother has a beautiful home, Mr. Bentley. Is it very old?
I believe it goes back to Henry VIII, if they don't keep up the payments.
Oh, England looks so pretty, doesn't it, George? I'd love to go there someday.
Why? Once you've seen one Englishman, you've seen too many.
That's very funny for an American.
Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Is Bentley here? We rang his bell, but there was no answer.
Oh, sure, he's here. Come in.
Oh. Thank you.
Hello. You're just in time to see the pictures of my new nephew.
What are we running here, driving?
Now, this is a lovely snap of my...
Can't we look at them later? We're going out.
Oh, well, another time, perhaps. Goodbye.
We're going out with you.
With me?
Well, don't you remember? You said you'd take us on a tour of the UN.
No, no, no. That was going to be on Sunday. This is Sunday. Good heavens, I should have known it when I didn't go to work today. Well, I'll be with you in two shakes just as soon as I change my clothes.
He ought to change his head.
So you're going around the UN. That should be interesting.
Yeah, hey, why don't you come along, too?
Well, that's a good idea. What do you say, George?
I say no.
He never likes to go out on Sundays. He just likes to sit around and worry about Mondays.
I know the type. I bet you can't relax even when you're on vacation.
What vacation? We've never had a vacation.
Girl, you're joking.
No. When we had the time, we never had the money. Now we've got the money, he says we don't have the time.
Look, I got 5 stores to look after.
Uh-oh. I know the symptoms. You know what you are, George? You're a workaholic.
No, I ain't. Maybe I take a few drinks every now and then, but I don't work it.
I bet you have the same problems I used to have with Tom.
Look, Wheezy don't have those same problems. She and me, when we get together, we make sweet soul music, not honky-tonk.
Except lately, you've been falling asleep at the piano.
I know those symptoms.
But what's a workaholic?
A person who's always bringing the office home with him. A guy who's got a compulsion to work. It's like a disease.
Then it must be a white one, because the only compulsion blacks got about work is trying to find it.
George, there are businessmen like you all over the country. Guys who feel guilty if they're not working. I used to be one of them.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. But if it becomes an obsession, it's dangerous. You keep driving yourself, and one day you're going to wake up dead.
That won't stop George.
I'm afraid you're a classic case, George. Always driving to be number one. Never able to relax.
Will you cut that out? I can relax. I can relax. Good, look.
Very good, George. Now let's see how long you can hold it.
1, 2, 3.
How can I relax with him counting me out? I'll relax later.
You see? There's only one cure. Take a vacation. You gotta get away from everything.
Look, why would I want to take a vacation? I ain't got nothing I want to get away from. Everything I want is right here. A beautiful apartment, a great stereo.
You'd be getting away from us, too.
Now, that's something to think about.
There are lots of places you could go. Let's look in the travel section. Oh, how about this? Just a few reservations left for the Islander Cruise. Escape with us to paradise. Forget your everyday problems as you bask in the sun and watch your worries drift away on the calm blue waters of the Caribbean.
A cruise?
A luxury liner. Your own air-conditioned stateroom with 3 cabin stewards to wait on your every desire.
A luxury liner.
That's right. You were in the Navy, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in the galley. Might as well say I was in the basement. Only time I got to see the deck was getting on and getting off or throwing up. But I always said, one day I'd get up on deck and just lie there.
And let people wait on you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great, don't we?
Could we do it, George?
Sure, we'll do it. One of these days.
One of these days.
Oh, that's what I'd really like to do. But my boss just posted the vacation list. This is the last cruise of the season. By the time I can get away, it'll be too late.
Now who's the workaholic?
Yeah, it'll have to be one of these days for us, too. I guess I'm just like you, George.
You ain't no just like me. I ain't gotta wait for no boss to tell me when I can go. I can go anytime I want.
He says it, but he doesn't mean it.
Yes, I do.
No, he doesn't. Work is his boss. He's not really his own boss.
Yes, I am.
No, he's not, Louise.
I am. Look, I can go on vacation right now if I want to. Right now.
But he won't.
Yes, I will. Oh, George!
Congratulations!
All set?
Yeah, we're coming.
Anchors away, my boy. Anchors away. Carry on, Bentley.
Did you mean it, George? Are we really going?
Sure we are. Man, is that Honky Willis going to eat his heart out?
Just think, George, you and me alone, an ocean for two.
I showed him who was boss.
Moonlit nights on the Caribbean.
Did you see how sick he looked when I told him we were going? I ruined his whole day. He says I don't know how to enjoy life.
George, I hope that's not the only reason you're going on this trip, just to spite Tom Willis.
What? No. That's just one of the fringe benefits.
You sure?
I love you, Wheezy.
Oh, George.
It's gonna be just you and me all alone in our little cabin. No Lionel, no Mama, nobody.
Yeah.
It'll be like a second honeymoon with a do not disturb sign on the door.
Anchors away, my boys. Anchors away. Hello, Mother Jefferson. Come in. I'm gonna fix you some nice fresh coffee.
Thank you, Louise.
Anchors away, my boys.
Hello, Mama.
Has Louise been drinking again?
No, Mom, we just got some great news.
What is it, son?
We're going on a vacation.
No.
Yeah, Mama, we're going on an ocean cruise.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Ain't it?
A cruise sounds marvelous.
Don't it? Mm.
When are we leaving?
Mama, you know, I just want
to... Oh, George, you are so good to me. How many sons would think of taking their old mothers with them on a vacation?
None. Mama, look, about the three of us going.
It's all right, George. I don't mind sharing my cabin with somebody else. You know me, I can get along with anybody.
No, Mama. You won't have to share your cabin. As a matter of fact...
I'm going to have a cabin all to myself. Oh, George, you shouldn't have.
No, Mama, look, why don't you come over here and sit down and just listen, huh? There's something I got to tell you. All right?
All right, George. But I'm afraid I'm gonna cry.
Oh, Mama, come on, don't do that, please.
I can't help it. I'm going on a boat at last. Huh? I almost went on a boat once a long time ago. Your father saved up enough money to take me on the Albany Night Boat.
Now, listen, Mama. What I want to tell you is...
But you got sick, so I stayed home with you instead. Now, what do you want to tell me?
Well, you see, no, it's just that,
What is it, darling?
Come in, Louise.
I didn't hear her call.
What? I heard you the first time.
I didn't call you.
I know, I was just trying to get away from Mom.
Oh, well, that I can understand. Would you like some coffee, darling?
Yes.
Sailing over the bounding main. Oh, George, I'm so happy I could bust.
Wheezy, you know, I was just thinking.
What about, sweetheart?
Well, about the two of us all alone on that great big boat.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. There'll be lots of people on board.
Strangers, Weezy. Total strangers.
Oh, don't worry, George. We are going to do everything together. We're going to dance, swim, play shuffleboard.
No. I ain't doing nothing with shuffling.
George,
I mean, look, for instance, when you want to go get your hair done, that takes hours. I mean, I'll be sitting in that cabin all by myself.
Oh, poor baby. Afraid to be alone.
Want me to ask your mommy to come with us?
Hey, that's a great idea.
Hold it.
Yes, Weezy.
What happened in there between you and your mother?
Mama thinks she's going with us.
She what?
Look, I tried to straighten her out. She started crying. You know what happens to me when somebody cries? I get wiped out.
Well, how would you like that to happen without anybody crying?
No, George. You let me ask you one question. Do you want your mother to come with us?
No, Weezy. Honestly, look, I want it to be just for you and me.
Well, I believe you. Now, it's going to be hard, but she's got to be told. And the quicker, the better.
You're right, Weezy. But listen, when you tell her, be gentle.
When I tell her she's your mother, why do I have to be the villain? Because you got nothing to lose. She don't like you anyway. All right, George, I'll tell her. But it'll be on your head, because I'm going out there and let her have it straight from the shoulder. Right out, no holding back. Mother Jefferson.
Oh, Louise, Louise. Thank you, thank you.
Mother Jefferson.
Why don't you call me Mama? Huh? After all, you're just like a daughter to me, dear.
Look, Mother Jefferson, I'll be right there, George.
I must be losing my hearing.
I couldn't, George. I couldn't tell her. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. Oh, if we could only fix it so Mama decides she don't want to go.
Hello? Oh, Tom. Wait, I'll look.
Is that Tom Willis?
Yes.
It's bad enough. He's always hanging around. Now he's calling up, too.
Shh. George, he'll hear you. Yes, Tom, you did leave your camera here on the table.
That honky's always bugging me, especially when I got a problem.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Hey, give me the phone.
No, I'm not gonna let you say
give me the phone. Hello, Tom, old buddy. Hey, it's me, George. Workaholic Anonymous. Well, who'd you think it was? Oh, hey, look. Look, when you come over tonight to pick up your camera, I want you to tell my mother that you and Helen are coming with us on the cruise. No, this ain't no invitation. This is make-believe. Uh-huh. Well, look, you undo it or not? Oh, thank you, old buddy. Okay, take it easy. Bye. Just undo it.
Now, would you mind telling me what that was all about?
That was the George Jefferson master plan for getting Mama not to come on the cruise.
By making her think the Willises are coming with us?
Well, look, you ought to know Mama by now. She loves to be the center of attention.
So?
So, look. I told her that the Willis is coming with us, and I'm going to spend all of my time with them and not with her. She won't want to come. How about that?
George, you're one of the smartest men I've ever met.
You better believe it.
That's why it always amazes me when you come up with these stupid ideas. George, that ship has 5 cocktail bars, and your mother is not going to let them sail off without her.
Oh, yeah? You want to bet?
Anything you say.
Well, I got a brand new $50 bill here says I'm right.
You got yourself a bet.
Come on. Mama, I got some bad news for you.
Then why are you smiling?
Mama, I got some bad news.
What is it, son?
The Willises are coming with us on the cruise.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're coming along.
That's terrible.
I thought you'd say that.
That's gonna spoil the whole trip.
Right.
For you.
For me?
That's right. Because I know you don't like the Willises.
Oh, no, that's not true. I like them. I like them so much, I plan to spend most of my time with my dear friend Helen and her charming honky husband.
I think that's wonderful. That means we'll all have a good time on the trip. All this excitement has made me so tired. I think I'll take a nap on the good ship.
Sorry, we got tired.
Oh, that's all right, George.
I understand.
Thanks, Weed.
You're just too chicken to tell her.
Well, you couldn't tell her neither.
That's right. Let's face it, George. Around here, your mother's the boss.
No, no, she ain't.
Well, maybe you'll get a chance to tell her that on the ship.
She ain't gonna be on no ship.
Oh, George, you gonna push her overboard?
Look, Weezy, let me ask you something. Haven't I been a good son to Mama?
You have.
Haven't I given her everything she ever wanted?
More.
Then what's wrong with me telling her that you and I want to be alone and she can't come?
Nothing.
And if she don't understand that, she ain't my mama, right? Then I'm gonna tell her.
Oh, my, how long have I been asleep?
Asleep? I'm surprised you had time to reach the bed.
I had the most awful nightmare. I dreamed we were on a cruise and a great white shark attacked the ship and ate everybody up. So I'm sorry, George, but I'm not going with you on that trip.
You're not?
Now don't try to talk me into it. That's the sign. So I'm not going with you. Now I need a cup of coffee.
I'll help you. Let me get it for you.
Thank you, Louise.
Mother Jefferson, I never knew you believed in dreams.
I don't. But don't tell George. After all, hasn't he been a good son to his mama?
Yes.
And hasn't he given me everything I ever wanted?
More.
So there's nothing wrong with his going on a trip alone with you, is there?
Nothing.
And if I don't understand that, then I ain't his mama.
Mother Jefferson, you are sweet.
I know.
Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, you can start warming up that do not disturb sign now. Hey, old buddy, come on in, come on in.
Careful where you walk, Tom. The place may be booby-trapped.
Hey, that's funny. Come on in. Hey, your camera's right over there.
Louise, where's the sugar?
On the bottom shelf.
Hi, Mrs. Jefferson. Did George tell you the news? We're going along with you on that cruise.
You don't have to say that now.
Why not?
She's not going.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you're not going on the cruise.
I hate sharks.
Look, you don't have to talk about the cruise anymore.
Are you kidding? The cruise is the only thing he's been able to talk about since he called you about the camera.
That's right. After I talked to you, I got to thinking I was starting to turn into a workaholic all over again. You got me so fired up, I just called my boss at home.
Big deal.
You don't know how big. I told him I'm taking my vacation right now. We're going on that boat with you, old buddy.
What?
That's really wonderful.
Mama's dream came true, Weezy. The great white shark's coming with us.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.